First of all, thank you for allowing me to do this interview with
you're
you.
You're so welcome.
And we appreciate your knowledge and your inspiration that you bring to the yoga community.
Thank you.
And so I just wanted to ask you just a couple of questions.
Yeah, please.
The first one is, like, who have been the most influential teachers in your yogic life?
It was definitely Krishnamacharya, who was the teacher of Mr. Iyengar, BKS Iyengar. When you look at Mr. Iyengar's books, Light on Yoga, there is Krishnamacharya, his guru. So my teacher is Krishnamacharya, and the son of Krishnamacharya, whose name is Desikachar. I did a book for Desikachar and Krishnamacharya called The Heart of Yoga. And that's why we call our yoga the Heart of Yoga. We have a website, heartofyoga.com. And the hallmark of Krishnamacharya's work is that it's the right yoga for every person, no matter who the person is. That they can do a yoga that is their intimacy with life in the way that's right for them. And taking into account the body type, the age and the health, and the cultural background of each person, we tailor yoga to the needs of each unique person. This is how Krishnamacharya taught yoga. It wasn't his yoga, he brought it from the great tradition. As a scholar, he brought it through. So this is like for modern times, you know, but the great tradition for modern times. Another important teacher I had, his name is U.G. Krishnamurti, and he was an extraordinary, unique individual who was also a student of Krishnamacharya, who helped me modify the yoga to make sure it truly is participation in life and not a search for a future result. There's no effort of trying to get somewhere as if you're not somewhere, as if you're not already the power of this universe, because you are. So you are the power of this cosmos, arising as pure intelligence and utter beauty. That's the fact of the situation. This is not a spiritual statement. It's not a hopeful idea. It's not an affirmation. It's not a poem. It's a fact. You are the power of this cosmos. And we need to reflect upon that and take that fact seriously. Yoga is simply to participate in that fact. That's what it is. And that's what we hold in the heart of yoga. And this, through the work of Krishnamacharya and U.G. Krishnamurti and my privilege of being with them, I'm able to collaborate with them and then bring it through to all people, to you. And this will make a difference for humanity in the long term. We'll never look back. Yoga is for everybody. And this is clarified yoga for all future time, for all people, all cultures.
And it's important having that daily connection.
Yes.
Like brushing your teeth.
Yeah. It's a daily, easy, non-obsessive practice. Anybody can do it. Krishnamacharya say anyone who wants to can do yoga. There's a right yoga for every person, no matter who the person is.
I think it's beautiful. It's really empowered me. Like, it's made me find my power within.
Yes.
And not feel powerless, which is probably the way I was kind of raised.
Yeah, absolutely.
My power was given away rather than me being able to have it.
We are socialized like this, and this breaks through all the limits that we of society that we inherited from our societies and from our family, and it helps us be in our own ground. I say you are a flower blooming in your own garden, and you're allowed to be that flower.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about your practice and how you recommend your practice with the promise. How can this influence a yogi within their daily lifestyle?
Well, we put out two apps so that people can watch them and learn about yoga. The simple one called I Promise. It's kind of a joke, like iPhone, but it's I Promise, right? And you can and I need a marketing director to now make sure billions of these are sold and everybody starts practicing. That's what I want. I'm thinking of somebody. So these, and the other is called the Yoga Promise. So I Promise and the Yoga Promise. The Yoga Promise is a little more detail. The I Promise is a simple practice that everybody can follow. And I want people to learn that practice by watching it and then doing it for themselves for 40 days straight. And then they'll understand what is yoga and how powerful it is and what it does for their life. And then I have another book that's been put out as an e-book and a paper book. It's called The Promise. And this is what I'm working with now. This is my way I communicate to the public.
So on that note, I just want to say thank you again for allowing us ordinary people to feel that we can empower ourselves with this daily practice of yoga and hatha.
Yes.
This is union between us and the universe. And
yes.
Where it's an ordinary person can empower themselves.
Yes.
And spread it to their own internal community, family, friends.
Beautifully said.
So I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
You're amazing.
Thank you for being such a good student.